You are listening to Backstage Pass podcast, hosted by Hannah Tridwell and brought to you by Tommy. The Backstage Pass podcast is a guide for upcoming artists and newcomers to the music industry. Each week, I speak to experts in different fields, and in this episode, I'll be talking to Ari Herstand about having a portfolio career and how he juggles several projects at once. Hello, Ari Herstand. You are a songwriter, an artist, an author, teacher. I mean, how do you juggle everything?
It's really interesting where this journey has kind of led me. You know, I've been a touring singer-songwriter for many years and doing it all independently, DIY. I was my own manager, my own booking agent. I booked national tours for myself, was getting big opening slots, you know, was getting songs on TV shows, charting on iTunes, like doing all this on my own. And I was getting all these questions of just like how I was doing it. So I started a blog, put everything I was learning up. And that blog, Ari's Take, it was literally just to share the information I was learning. I'm just like, man, this info isn't out here. I just got totally screwed by a promoter last night at a club. Let me teach you like what happened. Let me tell you what happened and like, don't do this or whatever. Or like, hey, I just got my song on a TV show. Let me teach you how you can do this and how I did it. And just like, go do it. Cause I feel like, you know, we're all in this, this crazy music industry together. I don't believe in competition in the music industry. So the blog kind of took off. It kind of yanked me in this direction of this was needed. And so it was almost like I felt this calling because there really wasn't any working musician out there that was sharing what they were learning about the new music business, about what was happening. And then like I got asked to write for other publications, which like opened all these doors to be able to like interview literally anyone in the music industry I wanted. So I was like learning so much, and I felt this obligation to my fellow musicians to like pass the info on, which then led to a book deal, which then was like, can you write the book on what's happening right now in the new music business? And so that now yanked me even further over to this direction. I'm fortunate that everything I do, I am passionate about. So like I quit my day job at Starbucks in January of 2008. So I'm very fortunate that I've been able to pursue my creative passions ever since. And I know that that's a wonderful position to be in. I do juggle a lot. I mean, that's an understatement. I'm technically, you know, the CEO of Ari's Take right now, which a year and a half ago, I had one person who was helping me out with some stuff. Now I have four full-time employees and probably hiring a few more. And Ari's Take has grown from a blog into a full-fledged music business education company where we have Ari's Take Academy with over 2,500 students. We have still the blog. We have the podcast now, the New Music Business Podcast, which it's like I started the podcast because I literally interviewed hundreds of music industry professionals to write the book and write blogs. But then they were just for me on my voicemail. I was like, no one else heard those interviews. I'm like, man, these are great interviews with like really amazing people. So I just was like, from then on, all my interviews, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to like turn the camera on and like, let's just do this. So I'm not going to lie. It's a lot. And it's can be overwhelming at times, especially now having like existential crisis about having to, you know, release my album as an artist. It's like I'm going through the who am I phase right now, because like the album is such a huge part of who I am, but like I'm putting this out all the while I'm like managing and running a full company, which is just this total mind fuck.
No, I can imagine. And on that note, do you want to do some quick fire questions?
Oh, shit. All right.
Writing a book or writing an album?
Wow. Okay. This is not going to be a quick fire answer. You can quick fire question me, but I don't give quick fire answers. An album is an opening to my soul, and it is a, it helps me process and realize what I'm actually feeling deep, deep, deep down, where I can't even do that with my therapist. Like literally songwriting is the only way to do that. And then recording it is such a beautiful therapeutic experience. Like that's like pouring out of me. Writing a book, is great fun. I really enjoyed it. I wrote the book in New Orleans, my favorite city in the world. And I camped out there for a month and I wrote for 10 hours a day in a coffee shop. And then I went and saw great New Orleans music at night, brass bands, funk bands every night.
Wow, that's cool. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, it was a beautiful experience. So I don't even put them in the same universe. And so it's hard to do, but I enjoyed both of them for different reasons.
Okay. Lyrics first or music first?
Music first. Always music first for me.
That's the same for me. I can't understand people who get a lyrical melody and then build music around that. How do people do that?
I've never been able to do that. But, you know, it's an interesting process for people who can do it that way. I've worked with artists and I've co-written with songwriters who can, like, do them simultaneously at the same time, and they just, like, spitfire. It's like freestyle, but in song form. And that blows my mind. I can't do that. The way that Sia writes is that every take she does in the studio is a different melody. So you have to just run the tape because, like, she doesn't write. She's not going to sit down and write the song with you and then keep that melody consistent. It's like, once she goes in to do the vocals, it's going to be a different melody every time. So you better have the record button pressed. Yeah,
that's cool. I've never heard of anyone working that way. That's nice. I might try that. And last quickfire question. If you could only wear one, obviously with other clothes as well, but if you could only wear one of these for the rest of your life, hats or socks?
You can't really fit a hat on this Jufro. So socks. I absolutely adore socks. And I have my, what am I wearing today? Oh, yeah, you can kind of see these are like, these are fun. Like, I always have fun socks. I love socks.
Good to know. Good to know. So you're juggling all these things. And I bet your life's super busy right now. But what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the album campaign now?
I have to be juggling multiple things every day. Yes. So my priorities shift literally daily based on what is most pressing. So currently the major projects I'm working... So the New Music Business Podcast season 2 just launched. So we're promoting that. Cool. A lot of the episodes were already recorded, so we're kind of going to be rolling that out. But I'm doing new episodes all the time. Yes, the album campaign is huge right now because the album comes out. I mean, the first single comes out in mere weeks, and then the album is following that. So
exciting.
So exciting and also terrifying. You know, I'm having the feelings of like, well, one, this is my most vulnerable work, so it's hard to kind of like jump from coming up with the album release campaign and then jump into a podcast interview with the head of music at Twitch and be like, so how you running the business, you know, and like have to like flip into the businessman hat and from the artist hat of just like, this is the most devastating shit I've ever done and it reveals my inner truths, and then jumping on over to like, so tell me about your monthly active users and how you're doing, you know. So it's just like it's a weird thing. But yeah, full swing of album promotion right now, developing that plan, and then the New Music Business Podcast. And now we're actually developing a new course for Ari's Take Academy. So we have currently 5 courses for ATA, like one on sync licensing, one on marketing, college entertainment. Well, the booking and touring course is on hold currently. We're not really running that one because no one's touring. But we're developing a course on artist management with, I can't announce him yet, but he's a superstar manager. And so it's very exciting, this new course that we're going to have there. Cool. We're doing that. And then every day, you know, just writing articles occasionally when the inspiration hits about something I want to talk about.
I mean, the whole music business has changed like dramatically in the past 5 years, let alone the past 10. It's nuts. But if we are talking about like you as an artist, what do you wish that you'd have known when you first started out?
Great question. I wish that someone would have told me 2 main things. One, as an artist, as a musician, write more songs and don't stop writing. Because I got started with my business way too soon, way before I was ready. I would encourage everyone, every artist, every songwriter who's listening, keep writing. Because they say you write 10 songs, you're going to think 7 of them are great. You write 100 songs, you're going to think 3 of them are great. And so my first album had 10 songs on it. Why did it have 10 songs in it? Because those were the only 10 songs I had written. And I thought, why not package them in an album? And I wonder why no one cared about it and why I listened back and I'm embarrassed by the record. So it's like, keep writing. I wish that I would have spent a little bit more time writing in at the beginning and a little less time thinking about how to start my career before I was ready. So because like once you start your career and you get that train on the tracks, you got to just keep up with it. And you just got to like, you know, keep funneling coal into the to the back and make sure that you can keep the train moving. But when you're young and when you're just starting out, like there's no pressure, no, there's no demand for anything, you know. And then number two, I would say is don't let anyone define success for you. Success is extremely personal. Mm-hmm. And I think early on I was chasing what people had told me I was supposed to chase, like a record deal or something like that.
Yeah.
When like really what success for me personally is just making a living, supporting the kind of lifestyle that I'd like to live, doing what I love. And if the goal was not like get a record deal, or the goal was not play to a million fans or get a this number, that number, these vanity metrics, that those vanity metrics, but really like do what's going to make you happy. So find what your true north is and find what your happiness is. I think it would have been a lot less anxiety inducing and stressful when it comes to all the I would say like mini failures I thought were happening because I couldn't get the attention of XYZ person.
I remember playing some showcases in London to record label execs and just like never had nerves like that before. I'd never had nerves like that since. And I'm like, at some point, you realize that the person that you need to impress is yourself. So the progression should be like, do I feel like I'm doing something in a better way than I was last year? Or like, do I feel like my songwriting is better than it was before? Or is that song better? Or whatever. Like, but it's hard to see it like that when you first start out, I think.
Right. And then if you were to really do a deep dive and into why you were having those anxieties and those feelings when you were showcasing for a record exec, like if you really break it down, you're probably thinking all my hopes and dreams and future prospects and my entire career lies in this rests on this in this moment with these people, when in reality that's total bullshit. Like these people, these are nobodies. When you really break it down, they're human beings. They don't hold the keys to your success or to the universe. They're, and the funny thing is, it's like as I've grown more in the industry, like, and I've met people at literally every level of this industry, they're all just people. And that's what people forget, especially young artists. It's like, oh my gosh, it's so, it's like, they're just a person, just like you. Remember, everybody who is somebody was once a nobody. Don't forget that. They were everyone, you know? And so it's just like, just follow what makes, what drives you and makes you happy. And they should be so lucky to work with you.
Love that. And speaking of good music, what is your track of the week?
Oh, great question. Okay. So I've been listening to JP Sachs.
Nice.
A little bit yours lately because so he JP Sachs is he's a friend. We did songwriter showcases together at the Hotel Cafe in LA like 2 years ago. I host a songwriter night. So he played a lot of my songwriter nights, and I saw him play this song, A Little Bit Yours, like, you know, months, maybe a year before he released it. And for months, I'm like singing the refrain, and I was just, and I text him like, yo, when is this song coming out? It's so good. And now it, like, seeing him play it on all the late night shows and the AMA awards and all that. And, you know, it was like, it's so cool to see. And I'm like obsessed with that song. I think JP Sachs is one of the best songwriters out right now. And so I think he's just doing incredible things with the songwriting.
What is the best lesson that you've learned in your career so far?
That success is extremely personal, and don't allow anyone to define success for you. Like that took many years to learn. And that, I think, is the most important lesson that anyone can learn, is not allowing others to define success for you, and to just follow what makes you happy and what you want, not what anyone else says you should want, because they don't know, and you shouldn't allow them to define that for you.
I think that's such good advice. I hope every young artist hears that. Thanks so much for being a great guest on this podcast, Ari. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. Be sure to hit subscribe and leave a comment to let us know what you think. And I will see you next time on Backstage Pass.